Oh, I was talking about the gunnery, the guns.
Mm-hmm.
We had 50 caliber machine guns, six of those. We had two 30 caliber machine guns mounted in tripods on the flying bridge. And they all proved to be inadequate in battle, especially during attacks. I was volunteered to man one of the 30 caliber machine guns on the flying bridge. And every time I went up to man it, except on the first time, but every other time, the gunnery officer said to me, "Those planes are too high for a 30 caliber machine gun," so, and he called it a pop gun, which of course it was not. So on the first battle, when the German torpedo planes attacked us on July 4th, 1942, I was manning my machine gun that I'd been assigned to, and a decoy aircraft was sent in by the Germans. And I guess every gun in the convoy was trained in that decoy ship, which flew in very low, in between the ships. And every gun sight was on that ship, but we couldn't fire. And I couldn't fire because I could see that in my sight were other ships, and I didn't dare fire. So I had my finger on the trigger. And I followed the decoy aircraft, and suddenly in my sights was something white. The captain, with his white hair, had walked in front of my gun sight, right in front of my gun, with my finger on the trigger. And I stepped back in shock, because I recognized him right away. And that's when the torpedo came from the attacking aircraft right to our ship and changed course, which was miracle number two. So that was the big action of the trip, except, of course, the multi-attack by dive bombers there when they dropped so many bombs on the ship. But they all missed. That was another miracle. And all the miracles saved the ship I was on because I was on it and because the Lord promised me that I'd never be in a ship sunk by enemy action.
Were you ever on a ship that was ever hit by enemy action?
No. No.
So you escaped relatively unscathed?
That's true.
Wow.
That's true. Because that was His purpose. That was God's purpose.
Wow.